Here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Oh, yes. Welcome back. It is hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620. What are your thoughts, or do you have any thoughts on Warrington Middle School becoming a charter school? Talk about that in a second. First, top three stories. Vladimir Putin has imposed martial law on the annexed regions of Ukraine. Yeah, this thing just gets better and better. Like, it's so bizarre. General Jack Keane said that declaring martial law in regions of Ukraine is a sham. We'll talk about that in a little bit further here. The Supreme Court has been asked to halt the Biden student loan relief program. Two lawsuits have gotten into place. One of them is from some Wisconsin taxpayer group. They're the ones that are asking the Supreme Court to halt this program until all the legal challenges can be heard. And then the Cato Institute, which is a think tank, they've gone ahead and sued as well over this. The Biden administration, in the meantime, is going to tap oil reserves ahead of the midterms. Of course, yesterday or a few days ago, I think it was Monday, we had the story that gas prices are the number one issue for voters going into the midterms. So President Biden saw that. Okay, fine. Let's go ahead and reduce the gas prices. Let's release some more money out of our strategic petroleum reserves, which, by the way, is already getting pretty low, apparently. He was trying to refill it, and no sooner tried to do that and had to start pulling it back out, pulling the oil back out. I want to go back to this Russia-Ukraine situation before we get into Warrington Middle School, and that is just the rundown again on this. Vladimir Putin annexed certain areas of Ukraine that he has determined are Russia's, where they have a significant presence there already, where they've basically taken over the lands quite a bit. So, hey, we've taken these over, and essentially, it's a new way of conquering land. He just said, you're mine now. Yeah, that's like me moving out in the middle of Kansas and just declaring these 100 acres are now Bobbysville. These are Bobbyville. They're like, what do you mean Bobbyville? I annexed it. You just annexed. And so just as crazy as that sounds, that's what basically Putin's been trying to do. And you have the United States saying, yeah, we don't recognize your annexation. Europe saying, yeah, we don't recognize your annexation. And he's like, well, I don't care if you recognize it or not. Guess what? I'm opposing martial law. It's like, what? So he's got soldiers in the street. And now apparently he can force the people, civilians, to fight for him. I mean, I got to admit. I just didn't ever think we would see this kind of insanity coming from a world leader ever again. This is insane, the stuff that he's doing. But it's like, okay. Now, in the meantime, I guess we've got Ukrainians now fleeing the Kherson region because they're saying that the Battle of Kherson is going to get underway right there, and the occupied areas of Russia are right there by it. You know, they overtook Kherson once. Now they're coming back again for it, so we'll have to see what happens with all that. All right, back here at home, yeah, we've got Warrington Middle School. As you know, Warrington Middle School's had a little bit of drama because it's been like 8-9 years in a row. It's had a D or F rating. Oh, boy. So the state gave them an ultimatum. Either close the school down completely or you have to go the charter route. So last night they had a meeting to try to make it a charter school. An organization called Charter Schools USA expressed interest in turning it into a K-8 charter school. So, but they've not committed to a contract with the district until they spend time investigating it in person, which they want the district, the school district, to pay for. Yeah, then after they come to visit and do all that, and the district foots it on their dime, then they would like they'll make a decision on whether they would even like to fill out an application. So, yeah, that's creating a big concern. Okay, so you want the school district to spend a bunch of money in hotels and transportation and food in order for you to come out and check this thing out, just for you to decide then whether you will or will not want it to be one of your charter school locations. Yeah, I could see why the school board was a little hesitant, you know, not feeling very well after that. But here's the thing. If they don't, what's the option? Just close the school down then, I guess. Well, apparently, yeah, that's basically the option at this point, because no other charter organizations even came forward with any kind of interest. It's either Charter Schools USA or none, or close it down. Now, Charter School USA, even if they do decide to keep it as a charter school, there's concerns with how the charter school will spend district funds, how much transparency there will be with district funds. That's been a problem with charter schools in the past. In fact, in our area, we've had charter schools closed down over lack of transparency, and turns out a lot of the money was being used improperly. So that's happened here not that long ago already. And so trying to see if we can get some sort of turnaround on that aspect. But right now you need a charter organization willing to back the charter school. So right now it looks like school district members, not really on board with going forward with this. Not, at least initially, not willing to go ahead and pay Charter USA to come in to do their investigation just to have them tell us, no, we don't want it. We just, you know, thanks for spending money on a nice vacation to Pensacola. So, not sure where it goes from this point on. I guess they have till January to approve the charter application. So a little bit more time, but it's not looking good so far for a school to remain there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good right now. Really not seeing anything to slow you down on I-10 or I-110. You'll see some everyday afternoon traffic on Davis Highway northbound as you're approaching I-10. Pine Forest north and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10, as well as 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, afternoon traffic pretty heavy right now in front of the Nature Preserve. That's going to be, again, eastbound direction on 98. If you see someone else, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by David's Catfish. For delicious seafood and catfish, see you at David's Milton in Pensacola. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Here we go. Last night was also the Escambia County Gun Violence Roundtable or whatever, right? So this is the Escambia County Sheriff's Office was hosting this. Sheriff Chip Simmons says there's been 25 homicides so far this year, and none of them have been random, and none have been gang-related. Okay, that one surprises me, because I pretty much thought all of them were gang-related. He says none were gang-related, none have been random, though. He says, but overall, violence has not increased across the board. We've not had an increase in aggravated assaults, robberies, or sexual batteries. And he says, violent crime considered, the numbers show that violent crime is at or below last year's level. Now, Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall, who, you know, is from Pensacola originally, he brought up something that's been discussed off and on. When a gun discharges, we are missing a lot of shots fired, fired calls, like people calling in and say, hey, shots were fired, because people have become so immune to it in their community. They just figure that nothing can be done about it, and that's unacceptable. So there's this new app type thing that's launched in Mobile called ShotSpotter. And so there has been discussion about trying to bring up, trying to add that to the Pensacola area for just what he said. There's shots going on. There's gunfire going on. And the Pensacola Police Department doesn't know about it because people are immune. Like, they've just become desensitized to it. And so they're asking basically to add the ShotSpotter software to the... I'm not exactly how it goes. I guess this has some sort of software. They have some sort of... it's a detection service. Now, people can call in as well. But apparently in Mobile, where they've already added this, they've seen a dramatic improvement in knowing where gunfire is happening. And in fact, according to their statistics, the ShotSpotter, 80% of gunfire incidents are never even reported to the police. And so there's been discussion about trying to get this. Now, why? Here's a couple of their statistics. Now, this is from ShotSpotter, right? Okay, so you got to take into account, of course, they're trying to sell something, right? If you just report, when you're just looking at just reporting, less than 12% of gunfire is reported. But with ShotSpotter, over 90% of gunfire is reported. Time to dispatch without ShotSpotter takes 4.5 minutes. With ShotSpotter, less than 60 seconds. Crime scene location. Without ShotSpotter, this crime scene location usually greater than 780 feet away from where the shots were fired. With ShotSpotter, less than 82 feet. Then shell casing collection. Without ShotSpotter, only about 50% of shell casings are recovered. With ShotSpotter, 89% have been found. And then victims transport time, 10.3 minutes. Without ShotSpotter, 6.8 minutes on average with ShotSpotter. So it's supposedly, I mean, based on their statistics and based on cities that have added this in the past, this dramatically improves the investigation, time to dispatch, as well as victim recovery. So there's been a little bit of discussion about that and how that could possibly help as well. So they've got all kinds of cameras that they post and they mount, and I think they even use some drones every now and then and things like that in order to make this thing work. But you've had places like Pittsburgh, Oakland, Denver, and like I said, Mobile, who've already added this. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Here it is, Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 6 minutes. Yesterday, we mentioned that the CDC was starting to vote on whether to make the COVID vaccine mandatory for children to attend school. You know, just like, wow. They're going through that vote today and tomorrow. Well, they're also voting on something else that pertains to the manufacturers and their liability. We'll talk about that coming up in about 6 minutes.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, three people have been detained during an investigation into a suspicious vehicle at the U.S. Capitol today. On Twitter, Capitol Police urging the public not to go near that area. Right now, they haven't released a lot of details on exactly what happened, but we'll keep monitoring that situation there. A top Federal Reserve official says he believes interest rates could hit 5% if inflation doesn't slow down soon.
Speaking at the Women Corporate Directors Minnesota Chapter, Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank President Neil Kashkari noted progress on inflation hasn't been seen yet. As a result, he doesn't see himself pushing for a stop to interest rate hikes, even if the rate reaches 4.75%. The Fed's been steadily raising interest rates over the past few months in a bid to slow down inflation. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And Bobby, when you woke up this morning, you may have noticed something. It was kind of cold this morning. Well, that could only mean one thing. It's almost time for the Pensacola Interstate Fair. That's right. The fair kicks off tomorrow. They're having a special low price $1 admission for everybody tomorrow. And Midway Ride's also going to be only $1. The fair and commercial buildings and exhibits open tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And, of course, the fair features entertainment every day, including our sister station, Cat Country, hosting the Big Lip Sync Final Battle on Thursday. There's a Creedence Clearwater tribute band Friday, a Foreigner tribute band on Saturday. Next week, Joe Nichols, Parmalee, several other bands all performing. The fair runs through October 30th. Good times for all there.
That it is. Fantastic. Yeah, I was actually talking. We got a text about this a while ago. Said it's like clockwork. Every year when it gets super cold, you know, the fair's coming. And I was talking to somebody about that the other day, and they said the same thing. They were just like, yeah, it's just like it's like clockwork. If it's going to be cold, that means it's, you know, the fair's coming. So kind of crazy. All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good on our interstate I-10 and I-110. We do have some afternoon traffic, a little bit heavy on Davis Highway. If you're headed northbound towards East Olive Road, expect some slowdowns around Creighton. Also, intersection of East Burgess Road and North Palafox is slow moving, as well as northbound on 29 as you're approaching West Detroit Boulevard. Expect to sit at the light for just a little bit. Lastly, if you are heading eastbound on 98, you're going to see that everyday afternoon traffic in front of the Live Oaks Nature Preserve, backing up to around Gulf Breeze Hospital. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, have any details for me, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. CDC is voting on a couple of things to let you know about. Stick around.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Because we've done this before, so you come on.
It's cold right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So yesterday we mentioned to you that the CDC was convening and they were going to be their committee was going to be voting on whether to require mandate the COVID vaccine for attendance to schools, which I'm flabbergasted that they would try to do. This is not freaking polio for the kids. This isn't the measles for kids. It's I mean, I'm just like, are you kidding me? So, I mean, 0 to 17, the latest numbers, 0.01% chance of dying. 0.01. There's only been 678 kids nationwide, 0 to 17, who died from this from the onset, from the very get-go. This is not a threat to them. Anyway, they're also looking to vote to relieve any liability from Pfizer and Moderna, the two that have made the mRNA injections. Back in this Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So there's where did it go? There you go. This year's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Pensacola walk is October 29th at Seville Square. You're invited to walk the walk, raise the funds, bring your friends and family, celebrate with survivors. Registration activities start at 8 a.m. Walk is at 9 a.m. Register today on our website, newsradio923.com. Just a reminder, coming up tomorrow at 7 o'clock, right after this show, we're going to have the WSRE Rally 2022 Candidate Forum. It's going to be broadcast live right here as well. Like I said, at 7 o'clock. And this is going to cover five races. U.S. Congressional District 1, Florida Senate District 1 and 2, Florida House District 1 and 2. And so since the 1970s, Rally has been produced as a public service of WSRE, PBS, in partnership with the Pensacola Bay Area League of Women Voters and the Okaloosa and Walton County League of Women Voters as well. And, of course, we've been live streaming it and as well. So we'll be doing that tomorrow, 7 o'clock, right after this show is over. And then, just as a heads up, the only gubernatorial debate will be between Governor DeSantis and Charlie Crist next Monday. And so on Monday's show, we're actually going to cut the show off a little bit early at 6 o'clock in order to carry the debate. So just put little programming notes there for you. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you, starting off with Vladimir Putin. He has gone ahead and imposed martial law on the annexed areas of Ukraine. You know, the areas that he annexed that we in European countries said, we don't recognize your illegal annexation. Yeah, he's gone ahead and imposing martial law on those areas. The Supreme Court has been asked to halt the Biden-Harris student loan debt relief program. Well, I got a thought about that. And then finally, President Biden, his administration is going to go ahead and tap the oil reserves once again to try to get the gas prices low. Not coincidentally, just a few days after polling shows that the number one issue for voters going into the midterms is high gas prices. Yeah. And now all of a sudden they're going to tap the oil reserves, even though they're still, I mean, they're severely depleted from the last couple of times. Going back to the Supreme Court being asked to halt the student loan debt relief program. Somebody sent this to me. They said, if you noticed the student debt relief program, the federal government student debt relief program is not called the federal student loan debt relief. It's called the Biden-Harris student loan debt relief. I'm like, oh, what? So I look at, and yeah, emails going out about this, their own Twitter, their own, you know, social media touts it as the Biden/Harris student relief. Tell me that's not political. It's like, the Biden-Harris, we're the ones that did this, no one else. No one else is responsible for it. It's just us. We're the ones that are paying. By the way, just a reminder, too. I forgot to bring this up the other day. Shame on me. When we were talking about the student debt relief program, the application is now available, and it's really easy to fill out. Name, Social Security number, and your date of birth. I forgot to include one thing. If you are granted $10,000, $5,000, $20,000 of debt relief, you will have to claim that as income on your taxes. And therefore, you're going to be paying taxes on that. Meant to clarify that as well, by the way. I totally forgot. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because apparently, even if you did apply for the debt relief, you can withdraw yourself. You know, because you might talk to your CPA and be like, hey, so how much more taxes am I going to have to pay? Or am I going to lose my refund because of this? And they might be like, yeah, you're not going to get a refund because you're getting your debt relief. So then you have a choice. Okay, get your refund or get rid of the debt. So, but they'll allow you to withdraw. I don't know what the time frame was on it, but they do allow that a period of time. Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives, and we'll come back with your sports hit.
Well, we do have some slow traffic. This is going to include Highway 90 throughout Pace. We do have an accident right at East Spencer Field Road in the eastbound direction. We have an accident causing some delays right in front of La Hacienda. So keep that in mind if you're moving eastbound into Milton from Pace. You'll see some slowdowns. Also on Fairfield, if you're moving westbound at Memphis Avenue, expect some slowdowns due to some construction going on. That's going to be, again, if you're moving westbound towards Mobile Highway. And we are seeing some slowdowns on Pine Forest. North and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10 is showing delays in both directions. See something else on the roads? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, located on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, let's go ahead and get our sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, your sports hit here is the... Where'd it go? Okay, here we go. The Phillies and the Padres are playing right now in NLCS Game 2. Phillies lead the series 1-0, and they were leading the game 4-2. The Padres have caught up now, tied at 4 apiece at the bottom of the 5th. Padres had the bases loaded with 2 outs. That game is on Fox. Then tonight at 6:37, you'll have the Yankees playing the Astros in the first game of the ALCS. That game will be on TBS. On TNT, NHL hockey tonight, Philadelphia Flyers take on the Florida Panthers. St. Louis Blues take on the Seattle Kraken. Both of those will be on TNT. And then ESPN continues with the second night of the NBA. So last night was tip-off with just 2 games. Tonight is when the rest of the games play, the rest of the teams play. So at 6:30, the Knicks will be playing the Memphis Grizzlies on ESPN. And at 9, the Dallas Mavericks will be playing the Phoenix Suns. And then I forgot about this one earlier, but Georgia State is going to be paying Appalachian State Mountaineers. So that'll be tonight on ESPN2 for some Wednesday night football. And in sports news, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has been medically cleared, started throwing with the starting unit ahead of the Lions game. Tua Tagovailoa admitted he was unconscious during that Week 4 concussion. Yeah, you could see that. No question about that one. Sad story here. Sam Westmoreland, he's a 19-year-old offensive lineman from Mississippi State, passed away today at the sudden age of 19. No word about what happened. And Rory McIlroy dismissing Phil Mickelson's gloating about the LIV Golf's success by stating, "It's just propaganda." And finally, a couple of wrestlers from a small school in Wyoming ended up encountering, I guess you would say, a bear. They said they must have startled it because they just heard him crashing through the woods when all of a sudden he attacked one of the wrestlers. The other one jumped on the bear, tried to pull it off, was pulling at its fur, and was trying to hit it and scratch it and do whatever. And both of them are pretty torn up, broken arms, large gashes, things like that, but it was enough to scare the bear away. And what a scary, scary situation that one was. Over on our text line, we're talking about Warrington Middle School and how they're trying to turn it into a charter school, but the charter organization wants the school district to pay for them to fly out here to put them up in hotels, whatever, for them to tour Warrington Middle School. Then they will determine whether they want to go ahead and adopt it as a charter school. Here's a text. Need to know why the school is failing. Teachers, parents, or what? Until that is fixed, no sense in sending kids to these schools. Here's a text. Thank you very much. I teach at, let's see here. Charter USA is not the only interested party now. Oh, I thought last night it was. Their thing. Okay, so it says a new charter declared their application last night. Appreciate that update then. It's being spearheaded by one of the deans at Warrington Middle as a grassroots dedication to our children. Okay, you know what? I did see something about the dean trying to come up with their own little thing right there. I do want to say this. I teach at Warrington Middle, and the newest declaration has created a lot of buzz in the school. We are dedicated to our kids and refuse to give up on them. We've done everything the state has mandated, and that state's plan hasn't worked. Now that the plans haven't worked, we have to fold our hand. The newest proposal from last night shows we are not ready to fold. Well, that's the thing. When somebody says, "Well, whose fault is it that it's failing? Is it the parents? Is it the teachers? Is it this?" Well, some of it is, I think, the curriculum. Like it's the guide you get from the state. It's the top down stuff. The kids at Warrington Middle School need to have, I think, a different out-of-the-box approach at learning. And that's why I think the charter option is probably going to be the best option. It gives them the freedom to be able to do that more than they would. So I do think that is a positive aspect of it as well. Thanks for that update right there. We were talking about the student debt relief. It's not called the federal student debt relief program. It's called the Biden-Harris debt relief program. Says if Biden-Harris is the name of the relief package, then maybe they should be the ones footing the bill. Yeah, that's what it sounds like, right? That's what it sounds like. Biden-Harris, we are getting rid of all of your student debt. That's right. We just pulled out of our own pockets and paid off your student loans. Reelect us and all of the Democrats along with us. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We'll get your top story on FoxNews.com, our national news partner, in a minute. But first, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, Bobby, Escambia County's District 1 Commissioner Jeff Burgosh is going to be hosting a town hall meeting next week. This meeting is going to be over at the Perdido Bay United Methodist Church on Inner Rarity Point Road. In addition to Commissioner Burgosh, county staff and ECUA's Executive Director Bruce Woody are going to be there. Topics the commissioner plans to discuss include road construction across his district and also some multi-unit townhome and development projects there. And he's going to be asking attendees some various questions and whether they agree or disagree with them. Again, that's going to be held next Tuesday, October 25th, from 6 to 8.
All right. Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top story on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. White House asked why oil companies would even listen to President Biden, who is trying to put them out of business. Youch. That's what I've been saying all along as well, though. I mean, it's like President Biden's like, you guys need to, deliver. You guys need to do more production. Increase your production. Lower your prices, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but you've done everything that's prevented them from being able to do more oil exploration. You shut down pipelines. You do all these things. It's like, why should they listen to you? It doesn't make any sense. I totally agree. Then we've got here, the other top stories of FoxNews.com. St. Louis City's police department, their resignations are stacking up like crazy as crime continues to increase in that city. Now let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have some afternoon slowdowns right now that is going to include an accident that's slowing things down on West Fairfield Drive. This is going to be right near Memphis Avenue in the westbound direction, seeing some slowdowns still there. And north and southbound lanes of Pine Forest Road in between 9 Mile and I-10 are slow moving as well. Highway 90 still seeing some slow traffic at East Spencerfield Road due to an accident. It is improving and clearing up, but still going to see some delays there, as well as eastbound on 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. It'll clear up after Gondolier Boulevard. See something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So, last week, I think it was the first time I ever brought up Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate race going between Dr. Oz and that candidate Fetterman. And I was like, I hadn't really been paying attention to this thing. And all of a sudden, I saw this video of John Fetterman, how he suffered a stroke back in May. And I was like, this guy, even before May, when I was watching audio, he doesn't sound like he's all there. And now after May, he just rambles all over the place. And now the reports are on FoxNews.com. He is showing auditory processing disorder symptoms. Yet his doctor says that he can still work full duty, even though he has auditory processing disorder symptoms. It's a difficult. So in other words, he can't speak in public, but he can still do his job if he's elected. That's what they're saying. I saw this according to a poll. Nope, I'm going to hold on to this poll because I want to be able to talk about that more, and I'm running out of time already. So let's get Bobby's brain teases.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
The Cheesecake Factory. Oh boy, I remember the Cheesecake Factory. I think there was one in Atlanta, right? Cheesecake Factory. Their menu is like a book. It has 250 items in their menu and around 6,000 words. 250 items, 6,000 words. I remember when I lived near Cheesecake Factory when I was in Austin. Anytime like I was with a big group of people and we're all trying to figure out where to eat, I was always just like, Cheesecake Factory. And they're like, really? Why do you want to go there? I'm like, because they have everything for everyone. like 250 menu items. If you can't find something to eat, you're just way too picky. The Baja Men, you know, they're the ones that had, who let the dogs out? Well, they had been together for 21 years before Who Let the Dogs Out came on. Yep, they formed in London back in 1979 as a group called High Voltage, switched their name to the Baja Men in 1991, and finally came out with Who Let Dogs Out in 2000. When Scrabble, the game, first came out in 1938, it was actually called Lexico. It was just a bunch of tiles with no board at all. Yeah, you don't really need a board. I mean, the board is fun for points, but you know, there's other ways to figure out points. Daryl Hall and John Oates have always hated the name Hall & Oates, which is why all of their album covers feature their first and last names. And finally, thongs. So Scrabble first came out in 1938. Scrabble. Thongs became a thing in New York in 1939 when the mayor told strippers they had to wear underwear. So that's when they invented thongs. So thongs are as old as Scrabble. How's that one? It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next. Oh, boy. Got some problems down in Hurricane Ian territory as it pertains to electric vehicles. We'll talk about that coming up next on News Radio 92.3.